Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone. Abby Normal.
This is the Abby Normal podcast, here to tell you that you're weird and that's normal.
We will be married 3 weeks on Saturday. But it feels like a weird dream. And I was texting Tam about this too. Like, in crazy dreams, like everyone you know is there.
Yes, totally. From like all your different circles of life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's what your wedding is like.
A month ago, we showed up for Vicky and Patrick's wedding weekend. This was night one.
Chilling, minding my business. Couldn't believe this, I swear.
Was I screaming at my actual niece? Yes. Yes, I was. Because that's what weddings are about, right? Bringing all the generations together, teaching the young ones how to act, which in the case of this rehearsal dinner involves eating pizza and tater tots, dancing like all your loved ones are watching and appreciating your moves, singing and also rapping if the song requires. We'll cut it there, but Patrick is certainly worth the song. Or maybe what a man, a mighty, mighty good man, would be more fitting. I can also tell you from experience that no matter how much you love a song like Shoop, you should not try to sing it at your employer's Christmas party. Anyways. When we left Vicky in part three, she was ready for her big day. But some things had already gone awry. Due to flooding in the area, her honeymoon had to be quickly shifted to a new location. She was also not going to be able to have a rehearsal, but she had decided to control her mindset and attitude and go with the flow. So on the first, April Fool's Day, after many years of the single life and 4 years of dating her partner, she finally got married.
Therefore, in the name of Christ, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
You may kiss the bride.
And I could just say, it was perfect. Beautiful, sweet, full of love and fun, dare I say magical. But after a 3-episode buildup, I don't think that would be very fair. You're invested in this event now, right? So I'm going to give you the deets. What exactly was wonderful? What had room for improvement? And what she learned in executing this whole extravaganza?
No crash in here, but I do get what you're saying about like wanting to debrief. We've been doing nothing but debriefing the wedding for the last, I don't even know what day it is.
I thought you were going to be dirty. Debriefing me. Ayo.
Ayo.
That was Vicky and Patrick frolicking on the beach during their honeymoon in Cayucas. We're going to start this debrief with all the good stuff, but we can't jump straight to the honeymoon. Take yourself back to the small mountain town of Springville, California. The sun is out, the hillside flowers are blooming. It's a perfect 68 degrees. And then begins a string of happy moments made for lovers and dreamers. Vicky beaming as she walks across the meadow and down the aisle.
Just walking down to all of her people and the beauty all around was just insane. I got full body chills. Immediately, tears were coming out of my face seeing Vicky and just how beautiful she looked and how beautiful everything was. And like, my heart literally was like exploding with happiness.
I remember thinking, it's weird that this isn't paved or anything. I hope I don't trip.
Yeah, for sure.
The grass was really uneven, so I was really focused on like trying to feel the ground under my feet, but the meadow was really soft. So I was by myself and I was like, don't fall over.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it's really pretty out here, but don't look around because then you'll fall over. But then I was just looking at everybody as I was coming out and I was like, holy cow, like, I love all of these people. And then I saw my dad and then I just started crying. And then I saw Patrick and then I just started crying again. And then I wasn't like sobbing, like ugly crying. I just had like tears. streaming down my face uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Full of gratitude and full of, like,
you may be seated. Awe,
I think, at life.
To all who are gathered here, welcome. Family, friends, canine friends, welcome. Today you're invited to bear witness to the love of Patrick Tubau Benayo and Vicky Jolene Sims. And together we seek God's blessing upon them. Through the families that raised them, their friends who have shaped and supported them, and through their own journeys of learning of their belovedness in Christ, community has made Vicky and Patrick who they are. Adventurous, funny, kind, intentional.
Yeah, like,
and deeply committed.
These are my people right here. Like, my dad, and my husband. And then once it was just me and Patrick up there, you know, and I had my sister and my niece, and then I had you guys sitting right there. Like, it was amazing.
In the midst of life struggles, these two have found in one another delight and companionship, mutual respect, and desire to share this journey of being human together.
And I felt different afterwards. Like, yes, committing to Patrick and I being together for the rest of our lives. Like,
yeah,
feels really blessed. It feels really right and really blessed.
God of love, we are joyful witnesses to your goodness today as we stand with Vicky and Patrick, celebrating all that they are and looking with
hope. I am also so glad I went with the cowboy, but Lord of Valley.
No.
I would have been really sorry.
You were, like, wading through mud, basically.
We notice your presence here now, right here among us, and shimmering in every leaf and blade of grass around us, in the sound of the water and the birds, the feel of the wind on our skin.
The backdrop of this moment was breathtaking. Yes, the meadow and pond, and then the snow-topped Sierra Nevada mountain range. And as the pastor spoke these words, the birds chirped loudly, reminding us we humans are not alone out here.
Vicky, do you desire to enter into the covenant of marriage with Patrick?
The actual ceremony itself just felt really meaningful, and I was so glad that April gave us that moment to look around. Like, she stopped the ceremony and said, "This is your wedding. Like, we are all going to pray for you. Everyone take a moment and, you know, put your head down, and we're going to pray for the couple. And everyone close your eyes except for Patrick and Vicky. And you guys look around and take it in because this is your wedding." And that was really cool, because we just looked at each other, and then we were looking at all of our family and friends, and then we're looking at the beautiful scenery, and like that, I was like trying so hard to take a mental picture and like store it away forever, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So that was really, really special.
Yeah.
And now I have a question for everyone here. And I invite you to really listen to what I'm asking and then respond with the appropriate enthusiasm. Because your presence here today is not just celebratory. As I've said before, everyone gathered here also makes a commitment today to support Vicky and Patrick as their life unfolds together. So my question for everyone is, do you promise to do everything in your power to uphold Vicky and Patrick and their marriage and encourage them in their life together? If you do, with affirmation and joy, respond, "We do."
We do.
They really do.
That's it. Vicky and Patrick walked out arm in arm to their favorite song, and then had some moments alone together. The rest of us trekked over to the barn for the reception. We filled our little plates with appetizers, found our seats per the table settings, and then we had a little surprise.
Woo!
But I think one of my favorite parts was watching Vicky and Patrick dance into the reception, and everybody was cheering and they were dancing and having so much fun. And that was another instance where it just like hit me. It was like, wow, they did it. They did it. They did it. They did it. They are married.
No, your entry and your first dance are my favorite parts of the whole thing. Like, it was all so fun, but I felt like because those two things were like a surprise to me, like I didn't know they were coming, it like was so fun. I loved it. It was crazy cute.
And like, we had just talked about it. Yeah, we're gonna dance our way in, and yeah, we're just, but that's just like how we dance normally.
So, yeah, it's you know, like how you enter everywhere you go.
we did not rehearse that. We did not plan that. It just felt like the thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It was perfect. And maybe that's why it was like so wonderful. It was like so natural, you know?
Yeah. We were just like being goofy and like excited, you know?
We ate a yummy dinner and had some toasts, but got pretty quickly to the dance floor because we all had the itch, especially Vicky. They kicked it off with a first dance. And then the band fired up and we joined them on the dance floor. Band was freaking amazing.
Weren't they fun?
They were so fun. Totally worth the money. So good. Yeah. Like, yeah.
The band was incredible. Like, fucking incredible. They had a trumpet player. They had I think there were like 8 members of the band, like alternating instruments and singers, and the main singer, she had like an amazing voice.
And I think for me, like, I didn't really want to have any kind of conversation.
No, you wanted to dance, obviously.
I just wanted to get down.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, we have our own private band right now. Like, how rad is this?
Yeah.
We've made it in life.
I totally thought that too. Mm-hmm. I was like, you don't have to pay to go to a show. I just brought a show to us.
Right? Out of all the things that have made me feel like a proper adult, I think this was it. This was the moment. Yeah.
I think so too. I felt really baller about it. Like,
yeah, totally.
Like, yeah. Like, we just want to party and have fun. And so we made our own, like, rented this whole venue.
Uh-huh.
Brought this band so that we could celebrate together with no randos around.
Right. I was like, I've made it.
Everybody gets steak and shrimp.
Oh, dinner was really good too.
They have good food, huh?
Yeah, it was good. And that also did feel baller. Steak and shrimp, yeah. Baller. There's got to be a better word than baller, but I can't come up with it right now.
Right.
If you know a better, more appropriate term, please message me. Here's what was special about that dance floor.
Everyone was dancing in like one big circle, not like in little pockets. I think there were like not enough people to be clicky.
Right. Totally.
So, yeah. Just 45 people.
And the other part I think that was just really cool was that it was a more intimate gathering. So we really got to like spend time with Vicky and Patrick and spend time with each other. And there was just a lot of love in the room. And it was so awesome to be a part of it.
They cut the cake. We eat it. The older folks head off to bed and we dance some more.
I danced pretty much from the time the music started till we went home. Like, just danced. Just danced. Like a crazy dancing woman. I was on fire.
It was just so much fun. All the dancing and Vicky rapping. It was wonderful. I just had such a good time. I can't pick one thing.
And then it's time for all of us to go home. Just kidding, of course not. We pack up and head to the one bar in town, which is also connected to the one hotel where we're all staying. More to come on that. But now that we've covered all the wonderful stuff about the wedding, let's talk about what didn't go so well. All of the items on this list are related to the availability of staff, the site's wedding, quote, coordinator, who apparently did not have any intention of following the carefully laid plan created by Vicky and Patrick. Here's one example.
Somebody should be in charge of running the list so that his parents didn't have to walk down the stairs.
There was no one there to run the lift?
No. And
why? Not having staff readily available to run the outdoor lift to get people out of the building is a huge safety concern. And obviously, Vicky wants the evening to end happily, especially for the parents of the bride and groom. Secondly, also, I was not impressed with the staff at that place.
No.
That pissed me the hell off about the rehearsal part.
Yes.
Okay, backstory here. The one big pre-wedding hiccup was the rehearsal. Remember, the venue already canceled their day before rehearsal and moved it to 11:30 day of. So Vicky couldn't go, but all the family and bridesmaids and groomsmen and dogs and pastor were out there waiting for the coordinator for over 30 minutes, when finally the pastor just ran the rehearsal herself.
I think the only part that I felt stressful about was that time. And I freaking texted the owner because I couldn't get a hold of any of the coordinators. And you know that the owner of the venue does not want to be getting texts about her staff not being where they're supposed to be. And that's why the coordinator came to the bridal suite and was like, what can I do for you? I'm like, be at the rehearsal where it's supposed to be at 11:30, like what's on the itinerary. And Antoinette was like, you just slow blinked her hard.
Antoinette is the person yes. there to do all the hairs, who had her own schedule she was trying to abide by. And the whole thing delayed Vicky's sister and niece from being able to get ready.
And then coming to the room and being like,
gaslighting you about it?
Yeah. The rehearsal was on the schedule and I approved the schedule and I expect us to stick to it. And she was like the third person that day who told me these things never run on time. And I was like, I don't know why that's the one thing I picked to care about was that things ran on time.
Well, it had already been rescheduled from the night before to the day of.
Right. So I was putting everything on a tight schedule.
Right. For that. So for them to just be like laissez-faire about it after they had already messed up the schedule, that makes me real mad.
Yeah.
Which is why this is a problem, right? At an event, everyone has to do their job on time. Otherwise, things snowball and go off the rails. And you're only paying your photographer and music person and makeup person for a set amount of time. You push things and the invoices go up. But the bit of stress Vicky had was driven by these feelings.
I didn't want anybody to be inconvenienced. And I was like trying to be considerate, you
right,
know?
Totally. Yep.
Like, cause standing around with, you know, not knowing what's going on is frustrating. And I think that's what was concerning me most about it.
Right.
If I was out there, I would have been handling it,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't be out there handling it. Other than that, I didn't feel stressed at all because I was having so much fun.
Right. And you were just being like cared for. Like, I mean, I hope you felt yeah. that way. Like people were just doing your hairs and makeups and feeding you snacks.
Yeah. And like Sissy was taking care of shit. You and Aaron were taking care of things. If anybody had a question, I was like, don't ask me. I don't know. Go ask someone who knows, because I do not know.
Okay,
because it's not my job to know today.
It was not, no. Friend Aaron was out running interference, doing things the coordinator was not, and keeping issues away from Vicky. One important detail that we haven't mentioned is that there was no cell phone service. no way to just call and find out something or text someone to see where they are. If you wanted to just quickly check on a thing, you had to walk your happy ass like a mile in heels.
I also felt like I walked probably like 5 miles that day because it was such a beautiful venue, but everything was so far away from everything else. And so someone would come in and be like, where's the yada yada? Or can you get so-and-so to do this? And it was just like, ugh. Now I gotta walk another mile. But now I'm just bitching because in reality, these were like minor things. But you asked me for my, for my bitches. There they are.
So overall, Vicky's day was pretty chill. Really just one stressful moment. But last episode, we talked about how some things won't go according to plan, which can be annoying, yet none of your guests will notice. Here are those moments.
But other than that, I think the only other time I was like, why are the lights up during the reception? The band was playing, the music was on, everyone's dancing. Why are the lights up?
Oh, how
like,
funny.
The lights were on like full blast. And I couldn't find anyone to turn the lights down. And I couldn't find anyone to get us the stuff to cut the cake. And so we just decided to stand in front of the cake until they brought us something.
It was fine, though. And Vicky said the coordinator made up for the rehearsal debacle.
She bubble wrapped. So the votive candles, Sissy brought them all in the bubble wrap. And so the lady went back through and put them back in the bubble wrap and everything. Like, he boxed everything up super nice for us to like make up for it, I think.
Well, that covers the wedding high points and things that could be improved. But that's not quite a full picture of the wedding because afterwards, like I said, we went to the bar.
And the impromptu after party, it broke me.
Did it break you?
I think what pushed the whole thing over the edge was, so we were coming from our suite down to the bar, right? And we walked through the place where we had the rehearsal dinner, and the whole staff was up there drinking. And they were like, what's your shot? And I was like, Patron, shook and cold with a pineapple back. And so then we were doing tequila shots upstairs.
No, you didn't. Her dress was basically in tatters.
Yeah, it's the top half is in good condition.
Well, except your sleeves got ripped off by the end, didn't they? You had them like tied around the back.
I was fine with that, though. The sleeves were like a little added on fun thing.
Of course. I just remember like at the end of the reception, like tying up your dress in a knot, tying your sleeves around your back.
I walked through a wet meadow. I danced in a barn where it snagged on the wood floor all night.
Oh my God. Your dress was like disintegrating.
Oh, then I swept the Springville Inn bar floor with it. So yeah.
You're not going to pass that dress on to anybody. And she and Patrick sang adorable karaoke.
So that's how I ended up singing karaoke. And two-stepping with Rod and acting like a maniac at the bar.
You did not act like a maniac. We were all having the best time ever. There was no maniacness about it. But I felt like you hadn't drank that much at the wedding. And then there was certainly an uptick at the bar. But now the tequila shots explain what happened in the in-between. We chatted with the locals and then dispersed to fall into our respective beds.
Oh, I was so tired all of a sudden. Like it finally hit me. It hit,
right.
And also, I was still really wired. I was so tired that I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. You know that feeling? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But so wired, but also very drunk.
Were you?
But also feeling like there were ghosts watching us, and I did not feel like having sex. That was not the feeling I had at the moment at all. That wasn't the relaxing honeymoon came around, you know?
Absolutely.
After being around all your friends and family.
Yeah, no, like it doesn't make you particularly horny.
No.
Yeah, like, we need to normalize not having sex on your wedding night.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad that we had that conversation the night before so that I wasn't like putting pressure on myself or on Patrick. Like, why? Why would we do it right now? No, it's been a really long day.
So long.
Yeah, and we can have great sex later, or we can have like obligatory sex right now.
Right, totally, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the first sex of our marriage to be obligatory.
Mm-mm.
No, mm-mm. I want it to be like romantic, and that's exactly what it was.
Good.
But I'm not going to give up all that, you know. No. I'm a married lady, you know.
What, you don't get to talk about it now? They had a great honeymoon. I'll just leave it at that.
I wanna go where the moon shines bright. I wanna dance under the stars tonight. I wanna love till my heart's delight. I wanna sing.
The next morning, a bunch of us went out to breakfast, and the waitress said she had heard all about the karaoke and debauchery of the night before. We were small town celebrities. Vicky thinks this is just a shtick, but I don't know. It was pretty legendary. Friends helped Vicky pack up all the scattered wedding paraphernalia, and she and Patrick hit the road to the coast.
The first night we got there, like, we were so tired.
Yeah.
So after the brunch and the ghost blocking us out of the room, and then we went and sat in the hot springs, and we get to Cayugas, and we watched the sunset, and Corey packed us a basket that had all these snacks and champagne in it. Crackers and summer sausage. We had to get cheese, those chocolate covered macadamia nuts, and like two bottles of champagne. And then Aaron packed us a cooler full of White Claw and champagne. So every night we were there, we watched the sunset and drank a bottle of champagne.
Going back to work and real life was jarring after all this fun. But Vicky is still floating on cloud nine.
And just talking about all of this is making my face hurt again.
Me too!
For like the whole honeymoon, my face felt like this. This constant like perma smile, and just like talking about the wedding and just like watching the video tonight. And every time it comes up and every time I start to think about it, like I just get this perma grin, you know?
Yes.
I think I'm glad that we didn't like, you know, we didn't overdo it or anything, but we put thought into it. And I think it was really meaningful to us.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like what was in fashion or like to impress anyone.
Yeah,
we weren't trying to impress anyone. We were just like, I feel like it was really us.
You nailed it. You guys nailed it.
Like, I regret nothing. I regret nothing. I wanna love till my heart's delight. I wanna sing.